Magandang happy love month po sa inyong lahat. Happy love na, no? Okay ba kayo dyan? Anyway, it's our new series, The Heart Truth. It's actually a play on word, okay? Parang The Heart Truth. So it's the heart of the matter. Okay, ito po yung pag-uusapan natin today. Of course, it's love month. Maaaring pong marami tayong katanungan about pag-ibig, no? I'm not the expert. I can't tell you everything about love. Maaaring pong marami sa atin nagtatanong din, ano ba talaga yung pag-ibig? Pwede ba talaga mangyari ito? Hindi ba ito katang-isip lamang? Diba? So that's something that we want to talk about. And of course, dahil nga love month, medyo nauuso ulit yung mga, may mga hugot dyan, may mga pick-up lines dyan, di ba? So let me just share with you a few things. Ito sabi dito, masaya naman ako kahit wala ka. Sumusobra lang pag nandyan ka na. Wow, di ba? Nakakatuwa naman yun, di ba? How about this one? Ang love, parang bayad sa jeep. Minsan, hindi nasusuklian. Ayun, grabing hugot nun, di ba? Ngayon, sa Bisaya, meron din naman ako nakuha, no? Bisaya na saying na ganyan din. Sabi naman sa Bisaya, ito para sa mga, meron po ba tayong mga Bisaya dito, mga Cebuano speaking, okay, konti lang para po sa inyo to. Sabi, ang gugma, murag bubblegum. Inig kapilit, makabuang. Okay? Ibig kong sabihin, ang pag-ibig parang bubblegum. Pagka dumikit, nakakasira ng ulo sa pagtanggal. Di ba? Yung special number kanina, yung iba puro nang hirap tanggapin. Di ba? Imagine, sabi dun, pagka nakakalbo. Hindi naman po ako nakakalbo. Pero that's something that, you know, again, this is really what we want to talk about. Heart truth. Ano po ba yung ibig nating mangyari dito? Well, at the end of the series, what we want is every one of us to understand ano ba yung biblical perspective talaga when we talk about real love and real marriage. Because today we'll talk about love. Next week, we'll talk about marriage. And we want to see ano ba talaga yung sinasabi ng Bible in the context of God's love and Christ's relationship to the church. Pero pagtatanong ko, bakit ganyan yung design naman nung ano, nung parang andumi, di ba? Actually, nung una ko pong nakita, sabi ko, parang anlabo naman yan. Bakit ganyan? Dalawa pong tawag dyan. It's either, you can either call it found poetry or blackout poetry. Yan po yung nauuso sa mga kabataan kagaya namin, no? yung pong mga nagbabasa ng newspaper, tapos pagka hindi nila gusto yung mga words, binubura, tinatakpan nila, at bumubuo ng poem. Yan po yung ibig lang sabihin yan. Yung tawag na black poetry, alright? And so, now, ang gusto po natin mangyari is because the world is bombarding us with different meanings of love. With so many love stories, with so many telenovelas, with so many movies about love. Okay, kung ano-ano po yung pumapasok sa isip natin, kung ano ba talaga yung pag-ibig. At minsan, hindi na natin alam kung ano ba talaga yung tama. Diba, let me just show you some movies or people na talagang ito yung sinasabi about love, di ba? Titanic. Natatandaan niyo po ba yun? Yung I am the king of the world, di ba? Si Jack. Or, si Celine Dion, di ba? Or, Faults in Our Stars, di ba? Talagang nakikiligi. Iba, pagkain na yung pinag-uusapan, di ba? How about this one? A 50 First Dates. Natandaan nyo yun, yung movie nila. No? Nakakatuwa yan. Pero naglagay po tayo ng Frank Sinatra dyan para naman po sa mga taong may edad. Hindi naman po sila ma-left out. Hindi po sila ma-OP. Mas pinag-uusapan natin, okay? Nandiyan po si Frank Sinatra. Alright? What about this one? Okay, The Notebook. Okay? And of course, pagka pinag-uusapan natin pag-ibig, dapat nandiyan sila. Di ba? Si Alda. Diba? Pero when you think about this with all different songs, alam pag inisip mo, ang dami mga kante. This morning, what I did is I checked out, nag-check ako ng website, mga top love songs this week. Number 2 is by Justin Bieber. Okay, Love Yourself. Ba't alam nyo? Talagang alam nyo yun, ha? Diba, Love Yourself. Sabi ni Justin Bieber, you know, I already moved on. You should go and love yourself. Na, yun yung advice niya rin sa ex niya. Hindi ko alam kung sino tinutukoy niya, no? Hindi naman siguro sa Selena yun, no? And then another song that was popular this week is On the Wings of Love. No? Alam niyo ba yun? Pinapanood niyo ba yung nangyayari? Sinusubaybayan niyo? Ako hindi ko rin napapanood. Nakukwento lang po sa akin. Or, what about this one? Ito, another popular song din by Adele. Ay, Hello. Kasi ang alam ko nung Hello nun, si Lionel Richie. No? Tapos nakita ko si Adele pala may kinanta na Hello. Hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times to tell you how sorry I am that I have broken your heart. Na? Ngayon yung kanta ni Adele. And then, isipin mo man, ang dami pang kanta eh. Tapos meron pang kanta, ha 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 hasula. No? Hasula ang title, no? At merong part ng sabi doon, di ta uyab, why ikaw ug ako, apan kung magselos ko, let me read it to you, ha? Nakakatuwa lang kasi kahit anong lingwahe meron, ano? Kuyog-kuyog ta, kun ninyong duha, okay, kasama daw siya, may kasama, hindi naman pala siya yung kasama, no? Sungug-sungugon ka, pa as if nga kigilig apan di ay nagsakit. Kunyari, kinikilig sa kaibigan niya kasi nakikita, hindi naman pala siya. Kaya sabi niya, dita uyab, we're not, dita un, dita MU, dili murag un, okay? Hindi, walang ikaw at ako, okay? Apan kung magselos ko, ayaw pagbuot, sige na lang taanig, ha ha ha, katawa, ha ha ha, hasula. No? Mabisaya ka, makapampangan ka, mailukano ka, okay, lahat tayo, meron tayong, we all want to know what love is. Diba? And then we all have different ideas of love. And then sa dami-dami ng binabasa natin, sa dami-dami ng binapanood nating movies, you know, when you actually look at Amazon, okay, sa Amazon, there are, pag binag-usapan yung books on love, there are about 700,000 book titles on love and 1.1 million on romance. Ganun po karami. Pero bakit hindi nangyayari? Bakit hindi nangyayari pa rin? Pagka tinignan mo yung nangyayari sa buhay ng mga tao, okay, pag tinignan mo yung mga marriages, nagkakawatak-watak pa rin. Yung mga pamilya, nagkakahiwa-hiwalay pa rin. And then, pag tinignan mo yung mga nangyayari, may mga gera sa Syria, everything is going crazy. In the news, okay, ito yung sinasabi about the Philippines. In 2013, there was a report, okay, by the Philippine National Police, Women and Children Protection Center, recorded a total of 5,494 rape incidents involving women and children. I mean, we're bombarded with everything about love, and yet, it's not working. It's not working. That is why we came up with this title, Heart Truth, because we want to get to the heart matter of the truth. Okay? Ano pa talaga yung ibig sabihin ng love? Hindi natin siya nakikita. Gusto natin siyang makita. We all want it. And yet, parang hindi natin siya mahawakan at hindi natin maisabuhay. And hopefully, if we have that question today, okay, hopefully by the end of this sermon, we will be able to understand ano ba talaga yung love? Ano ba yung sinasabi ng Bible about it? May I request everyone to please stand as we read God's Word today. We'll be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Okay, kasi love yan eh. That's the love book. Alright? Sabi po dyan, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, today we pray that you would help us understand your word and help us, Lord God, get the idea from your word what love is really all about. And so that we will be able to experience it, understand it, experience it, and be able to share it with people around us. Lord, change our hearts today. Holy Spirit of God, I ask that you would lead us, that you would guide us, that you would speak to us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. You know, there are three questions that I want to ask you today with this text. And then doon po yung pag-uusapan natin. And just to give you a background of 1 Corinthians, here's Paul writing to the Corinth church. Yung Corinth church po talagang mahal na mahal ni Paul. And then when you look at it, okay, yung chapter 12 talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 13 talks about love. And chapter 14 again goes back to the gifts. And it just tells you, kasi itong pagtiningnan mo yung buong Corinthian church, they had so many issues. You know, marriage problems, sexual problems, nagdidemandahan sila, there's division in the church, there is, you know, talagang iba, sabi nila, I'm for Paul, I'm for Apollos, I'm for Peter. Okay, ang daming issue. And really, when you think about it, yung issue nila na hinaharap noon is actually the same issues that we're actually facing today. You know, minsan iniisip po natin, medyo rare and new yung mga problema na naranasan natin today, you know? When we talk about yung mga problema sa mundo ngayon. No, it's not new. It's really been going on for the longest time. And Paul was writing to them because the Corinthian church were so concerned with the gifting that God has given them. They, you know, they were so concerned with the faith that they are believing in.
that they forgot that there are more important things that they need to focus on. And this is what Paul is saying. So there are three questions that we want to answer today. Number one, how important is love? Gaano ba talaga kahalaga yung pag-ibig? Number two, how does love look like? Ano ba yung picture niyan? Pagka pinikit mo yung mata mo, anong simbolo ang bumapasok sa isip mo pag sinabing love? And lastly, how long does love last? Pwede ba talaga nating maranasan ito? Here's another study by Dr. Tim Elmore. Sabi niya, the songs that we write and the songs that we sing today in the last 50 years, merong mga bagay-bagay na quite interesting that reveals about us. Number one, sabi niya, positive thing about the songs that we write today is that there are more female artists in the last 50 years that have sprung up and became popular in the music industry. All right? That's a good thing. Another good thing is that there are more collaborations with different artists. Okay, makikita mo, ang dami mga different artists. They sing together, they do things together, di ba? Hindi sila kanya-kanya na. But the negative side of it, sabi niya, the negative side of the songs that we sing today, really, when you look at the songs that we sing today, it's all about loneliness. It's all about sexual perversion. It's all about drug addiction. It's all about assault and rebellion. And when you look at the very bottom of all these songs, the most common word that you will see in the songs in the last 50 years is the word I. I am. It's all about me. Okay, yun yung nakikita niya. And so, where do you find definition of love? Well, malamang sa mga naririnig mo. Diba? Yung mga naririnig mong kanta, napapanood mong movies. Pero today, let me suggest to you that we need to look at the meaning of love at the very Word of God. Tingnan natin, ano ba sinasabi ng Word ng God? Kasi, siya yung originator. He's the creator. He's the originator. He's got the design about love and how it should work. So again, three questions we want to answer today. How important is love? How does love look like? And how long does love last? We'll go to the point number one. Question number one. How important is love? Well, we did not read these verses. Let me give to you. Gaano ba kaimportante? Gaano kahalaga yung love? This is what Paul is saying. If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not loved, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Okay, again, isipin natin. Yung pong mga taga-Corinthians, they are so concerned with their giftings. So what Paul is saying, it doesn't matter if you can speak all the languages of men. Okay, kahit na talaga ang galing mong magsalta. Ma-Japanese, ma-Chinese, ma-Korean, ma-Tagalog, ma-English, ma-Bisaya, ma-Kapampangan. You're so good. You're so eloquent. But have not loved? I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Walang say-say yung ginagawa mo. Nag-iingay ka lang. Medyo mabigat yun. Para silang binuhusan ng tubig noon. Na malibing na tubig ni Paul. Because they were so concerned with their giftings. They were so concerned with the way they, you know, they interpret tongues. They were so concerned with how they apply their faith. Okay? But Paul is saying, without love, you're just a noise. Walang say-say yung ginagawa mo. Next verse, it says, if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains. Can you imagine that? Grabe to. Di ba? Grabe yung faith nito. Can you imagine? Di ba? Jesus said, if you have a faith as small as a mustard seed, you can tell that mountain to move and it will move. And here Paul is saying, even if you have that kind of faith, even if you think that you have all the faith in the world and you can understand all the mysteries of God, you can actually explain the Trinity really well. You can actually explain all the things about mysteries of God and the Bible without love. Paul says, I am nothing. That's how important love is. And it's so vital that it actually gives meaning and purpose and sense in everything that we do. If I give away all I have, this is so noble. Okay? You can be the most generous person in the world. Okay, not only that. Self-sacrificing. If I deliver up my body to be burnt, but have not love, I gain nothing. I gain nothing.
Parang ibig sabihin ni Paul, in our day and time, kung tatay ka, okay, nabigay mo na lahat ng gusto ng anak mo, lahat ng luho ng anak mo, iPad, iPhone, iTouch, ikaw iPad, di ba? You gave everything to them, pero you did not love your children. You gained nothing. You gained nothing. Maybe you're a wife, okay, and you're here today. Yung walk-in closet mo, mas malaki pa sa dining hall ng mga tao. No? Tapos lahat ng bag, meron ka. Meron kang Gucci, meron kang MK, lahat meron. Okay? But you don't have love. That doesn't mean anything. That's why sometimes there are, you know, people who get into adulterous relationship. Husbands does not find respect and honor at home. That's why they get involved with their workmates. The same is true with women who does not find love and security at home. Diba? You gain nothing. If you do not have love, that is why it's so important to talk about love. It's so important to understand. Ano ba yung ibig sabihin? Kano ba kahalaga yan? Ang kahalagaan po ng pag-ibig, nagbibigay ng meaning sa'yo. Bakit ka bumabangon? Kumbaga parang commercial po ng Nescafe. Di ba? Para kanino ka bumabangon? And that's really what it is. You know, without love, walang sense yung ginagawa mo. And without love, para ka lang machine. Wala kang minamahal at wala kang iniibig. Para ka lang machine. You're just waiting to expire. You're just waiting na masira yung party mo at wala nang gagawin. That's how important love is. Okay? Kaya importante po, maintindihan natin yun. No? How important is love? It is so important because it gives sense and meaning to everything that we do. Without it, you gain nothing. Number two, how does love look like? How does love look like? How does love look like? Love is patient. Ibig mo sabihin ng patient, long-suffering. Ibig mo sabihin ng patient, you don't fight back. Ibig mo sabihin ng patient, mahaba ang PC mo. Di ba? That's what love is. Love is patient. Tayo po mga may asawa, nung, siguro tatandaan nyo po, nung naniligaw ko, yung haba ng pasensya nyo, di ba? Magsusundo ka, sunduin mo ba? Oh, sunduin kita. Anong oras alis mo? 6 o'clock. Okay, nandiyan na ako 6. 9 o'clock na. Hindi pa lumalabas. Tapos tatawagan ka, okay ka lang ba? 3 oras ka? Okay lang ako. Basta ikaw. Di ba? Mag-asawa na. Eto na. 30 minutes bago yung date. Wala nang basta. Ano ba yan? 30 minutes na, hindi ka pa ready? 30 minutes, alis na tayo. Di ba? But love is patient. Love is not pushy. That's what that text is saying. Love, you know, when you're patient with people, you're actually giving them space. Love is kind. Love is kind. Ibig po sabihin, considerate. You're thinking of the other person's feeling and thoughts. Iniisip mo. Ano ba yung iniisip niya? Thoughtful ka. You're mindful of the person. You're mindful of the other person. You're not always thinking of just what's good for you. Okay? Love is kind. This is the picture of love. It does not envy or boast. Okay? It does not envy. Dalas mo sa atin, ito, minsan gandong feeling mo eh. If I don't feel good about myself, I can't let you feel good about yourself. Diba? Pag masama araw ko, kailangan masama rin araw mo. But love is not like that. Because when we take that, it ruins relationships. It does not boast. Okay? Love does not boast. Hindi nagyayabang. And this is very difficult in our day and time. With the social media, with Facebook. Diba? Yung Facebook and all the social media, ginagawa natin siyang ano, ginagawa natin siyang lugar to brag about our accomplishment. Diba? Nagluto ka ng adobo na napakahirap. Pagkalutong, pipicturean mo. Wow, look at me. I just cook adobo. You know, parang, hello? You know, but love is not like that. It's not always seeking. Okay? It's not always boasting about what you've done. Alam, countercultural po yun talaga. Mahirap po para sa atin yan ngayon. No? Lalo na with the social media. Alright? Love is not rude. Not rude. You know, you're always thinking of the other person. You're allowing that person to grow. You know, you're actually are not after winning every disagreement or every argument, but losing the relationship. Diba?
Kasi minsan gusto mo ikaw tama eh. That not being rude. Hindi ibig sabihin palagi ikaw yung may last word. It's not like that. Love, it does not insist on its own way. It does not insist on its own way. Other translation, not self-seeking. There are people who would say, I love you. I love you. If you really love me, then you will give me what I want. Kung hindi mo kayang bigyan, hindi mo ko love. Love is patient. You wait. That's what it means, by the way, by being patient. You wait for the right time. As a young person, don't just give yourself to anyone. Okay, you have to just keep yourself pure and get yourself lost in the love of God. Okay? That the person will find you, para makita kanya, they have to go to God. It does not insist on its own way. Love does not insist on its own way. Hindi self-seeking. Hindi yung palaging gusto mo, ikaw yung nasusunod. Hindi yung palaging kung ano lang yung gusto mo. Hindi yung alam mo yung para lang sa'yo. Yung para makakabuti lang sa'yo. It is not irritable. Other translation, not easily angered. Are you seeing this picture? This is the picture of love. And Paul is saying that this is the picture of love. Now, how many of you are now starting to feel na parang bigat naman ito? Kasi I can tell you, I myself, I'm guilty. I'm not always patient. Hindi palagi po mahaba yung PC ko. Okay? And my wife can tell you that. Okay, my children can tell you that. All right? But love is not irritable. Not resentful. This is something that is so common among us, not only among women, but even among men. Okay? Hindi tayo nagiging hysterical when there's a fight. We always become historical. Di ba? You're always thinking, you know, 10 taon nang nakaraan, naaalala mo pa rin? Di ba yung parang yung binibilit mo? Alam mo talaga, hindi ka nang mababago kasi 10 taon, you know, parang kahapon lang nangyari. Di ba? That's what resentful is all about. You know, also the verse says, I forgot to write it here, but love does not keep record of wrongs. It does not keep records of wrongs. So, not resentful, and does not give records of wrong. Ngayon, yung iba po sa atin sabi, kaya nga, pastor, eh, ako talaga, you know, I don't keep records of wrong sa relationship namin mag-asawa. Ang palagi ko lang sinasabi sa asawa ko, bakit palagi lang akong nag-a-adjust sa'yo? I keep the record of rights. No? But not the record of wrong. I always forget the wrongs, but I always keep the record of rights. Di ba? Na ako pala, bakit palagi ako nag-aantay? Bakit palagi nilang akong unang nagpapatawad? Bakit palagi ako nilang naglalaba? Namamalansya. Di ba parang, hello, you don't keep the record of wrong, but you keep the record of rights. Then what you have to understand that love is not about accounting. Di ba? Hindi siya records ng right and wrong. Love does not keep records of wrong. It's not resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Question number one, how important is love? It's so important because it gives meaning and sense and purpose in everything that we do. What's the picture of love? Really, the picture of love is the characteristics of God. And when you think about it, okay, parang imposible ito sa atin. Di ba? Parang, wow, no, parang ang hirap naman gawin ito. And lastly, how long does love last? The verse says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. You know, endures all things. The reason why love is not enduring for us is because this is what we say. I love you because mabait ka sa akin. Naalala mo pagka-birthday ko. Maganda yung gifts mo sa akin. No? I love you because you give everything I want. Or sometimes naman, lumilipat tayo sa kabila. I love you if you will do this for me. I love you if you will change. I love you if you will like the same music I like. I love you if you will laugh at all my corny jokes. Diba? That's why it's not enduring. You know, when you say I love you, hindi daw yung question na kailangan mong sagutin ng I love you too. You just have to accept. You just have to say, I love you, period. You know, there's a picture that I saw in the internet about this old man. You know, when you talk about love that endures, it talks about consistency and commitment.
He's an old man with flower waiting for his wife to come out at the arrival area. Okay? Na nang binigay niya yung flower, and then hinalikan niya. Yan, alala ko tuloy yung song na kinanta ko nung wedding namin. No? By Steve Curtis Chapman. Wow. Huwag niyo na pong pilitin kumanta ako, please lang. Okay? Hindi po mangyayari yan. Hindi ko po kasal ngayon, alright? Pero kasi kasal ko, di ba? It's my day. I can do whatever I want. So I sang to my wife and I sang that song by Steve Curtis Chapman, I Will Be Here. Wow. Di ba? Kasi nung nakita ko yung picture, parang, wow, picture yan ng I Will Be Here, no? Kahit na matanda ka, tapos naalala ko rin yung kanta. Kahit maputi na ang buho. Because really, when you think about love, it's commitment. It's consistency. Why? Because verse 8 says, love never fails. Love never fails. But when you, again, go back to those questions, tas iniisipin natin, how important is love? It gives meaning and purpose in everything that we do. What is the picture of love? It's a picture of God's character and way of showing His love to us. And how long does love last? It lasts forever. Eternity. But the question is, how many of you would want this kind of love? Di ba lahat tayo gusto natin yung ganyang love? Di ba? Pero how many of us can actually give out that kind of love? I don't think we can. You see, when you really think about this, the hard truth about love today, this kind of love is impossible. Impossible for us. But with God, it's possible. The last verse says, in verse 13, it says, so now faith, hope, and love abide. These three. But the greatest of this is love. It's impossible. We can't do this on our own. But you know, with what is impossible with us, it is possible with God. Because when you look again at the text we read, okay, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8, and replace the word love with God or Jesus, everything is possible. Jesus is patient. And if Jesus wasn't patient, we won't be saved. Jesus is kind. Jesus does not envy. Jesus does not boast. Jesus is not proud. Jesus does not dishonor others. Jesus is not self-seeking. Jesus is not easily angered. Hallelujah. Can you imagine kung easily angered si Jesus, patay na tayo lahat. Jesus keeps no record of wrongs. Jesus is not hysterical nor historical. The Bible says if we come to Jesus and confess our sin, what will He do? He will cleanse us and forgive us of all our sins. So when you come to Jesus and then you say, Jesus, natatandaan mo yung ginawa kong kasalanan yesterday, you know what Jesus would say? What sin? He keeps no record of wrong. Jesus does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Jesus always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Jesus never fails. Yeah, because we need to understand, this kind of love is really impossible for us on our own. But with Jesus, with what He has done on the cross for us, it is possible. And I want to leave you with this thought. Only in Jesus can we experience the real meaning of love. Only in Jesus can we experience the real meaning of love. Only in Him and through Him we can extend this love to others. You know, you're having a hard time loving your spouse? You need Jesus. You're having a hard time loving your children? You need Jesus. You're having a hard time loving your siblings? You need Jesus. You need to understand His love for you. You need to understand how much He loved you. You know, that in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And in that while we were enjoying sin, in that while we were enjoying everything we want, in that while we were enjoying the things that God hates, in that while, during that time, He loved us and gave Himself for us. I mean, that's how much He loved us. And now that we are saved, now that we enjoy and experience the love of God, how many times you failed God?
Di ba nag-fail ka pa rin, nakakasala ka pa rin. And yet, in that time when you failed and sinned against God, you know what God is doing? He's reaching out His hands to you. Loving you. That's why in everything we do, if we want to love others the way God wants us to love, with the description that we saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we need to understand that God showed us how that can be done. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world." How important is love? It was His love that moved Him to buy us back into to Himself. What is the picture of love? He gave His only Son. That's the picture of love. Not self-seeking, but He gave Himself as a sacrifice for you and me. How long does love last? "But whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." Eternity. Can we just all stand? Let's just ask the Lord to reveal to us things. Okay? If we don't understand what love is, if we have not experienced, if we're having a hard time loving people, if we're even having a hard time loving ourselves, maybe it's because you have not really experienced the love of God. Maybe you don't understand how much He loves you. You know, again, when I asked you earlier this at the beginning of my preaching, what picture comes to mind when you close your eyes when you hear the word love? And many of us will say it's a heart. Rightly so, because many times that's really what we see. But you know what? When we think about love, the best symbol for love is not the heart, but the cross. The cross. Because that was the time when God expressed His love for us, when He took upon Himself the punishment of sin so that we could go back to Him and be forgiven. Let's just worship Him today. Let's just pray. Lord, today we just want to acknowledge that. Lord, Your life for all. Lord, You gave Your life for all. Lord, really, that's what real love is. Real love is when You gave Yourself to die on the cross so that You could take away our sin. Lord, we just want to thank You. Thank You, God, that You are what love is really all about. And Lord, many of us need to understand that. Many of us, Lord, right now need to hear and comprehend that You love us, that You came and then You died. You know, if you're here today, while everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, having a hard time accepting the love of God, or having a hard time actually loving people, the truth of the matter is, you can't do it on your own. You need the love of God. You know, while everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, if you're having a hard time just loving people, just loving even your spouse or your people that are close to you, without people looking around, would you just raise your hand and just say, "Pastor, that's me. I need that. Thank You, Lord." You can put it down straight away. We don't want to embarrass anybody. Thank You, Lord God. Lord, thank You that You're here today. And I pray, Lord God, that You will give us a revelation of how much You love us. That You will never turn Your back on us. That no matter what happened, no matter what we do, Lord God, You will always love us. You will always pursue us. You already have. And You will continue to do so. Because You are patient. Because You are kind.